Hello students, I'm Fred Asibe, your JS2 Basic Technology teacher. In today's lesson, I'll be teaching on a topic called Metal Work Hand Tools. Once again, Metal Work Hand Tools. Before I proceed, I want us to know the objective of today's lesson. At the end of this lesson, you should be able to explain a metal work hand tool. Classes of metal work hand tool, uses of metal work mechanical tools. You will recall in your JS1 basic technology, you learned about metals and their properties, and you were able to understand that metals are natural materials found in rocks which contains metals called ores. You also learn that the ores is processed into metal materials. Metal as a material can only be fabricated into different shapes, products, when you use the appropriate tool. Let me come again. I said metals as a material can only be fabricated into different shapes and products when you use the right tools. That's the appropriate tools. So in today's lesson, we shall focus only in hand tools. Hand tools. Now, hand tools, as the name implies, are those tools which are held by hand during use. Once again, hand tools are those tools which are held by hand during use. Now let's look at the classes of this metal work hand tools. Metal work hand tools are classified into marking tools, that's marking out tools, measuring tools, cutting tools, driving tools. Let's start with marking out tools. Marking out tools are those tools used for putting a design onto a piece of metal before cutting or shaping it. I said these are tools used for putting a design onto a piece of metal before cutting or shaping it. So in other words, these tools are used for marking lines on a metal surfaces, checking alignments, indicating points or positions on a work piece. Now examples of these marking out tools. What are the examples? Examples of these marking out tools are surface plates, surface table, odd leg caliper, dividers, punches, and tri-square. Once again, examples of marking out tools are surface plate, surface table, odd leg calipers, dividers, punches, and tri-square. They are all examples of marking out tools. Let's start with the surface plate. The surface plate is used for testing flatness of surface. You want to test the flatness of any given surface. It means the required tool there for you to use is the surface plate. Yeah, the next one is the surface table. The surface table is used for supporting bigger work piece so that marking out can be carried out with ease and accuracy. The surface table is used for supporting what? A bigger work piece so that marking out can be carried out with ease and accuracy. So in other words, in order for you to get carried out any work, especially this bigger work, the only thing that can help you support this bigger work piece is what? The surface table. So that's why we now say it is used for supporting bigger work piece so that marking out can be carried out with ease and accuracy. And there's one thing good about it, better than the previous one we just finished saying, that the surface table or marking out table is larger than the surface plate. If you look at it, it's just like the normal table you see. So, but what? It is larger than the surface plate. That's what the surface table is. Now the next one is describer. Describer is used for marking out lines by hand and together with dry square or ball square. It means you can't use describer alone. You must use it along with the what called a dry square. We'll talk about the tri square. We're going to talk about more on the tri square to tell you what this tri square is. So for you to use a scriber, that shape, that tool that looks like the chisel, it means it must be used together with a tri square. So that's why we now say it is used for marking out lines by hands and together with a tri square or ball square. Now the next tool there is divider. The divider is used in scribing arcs, circles, curves, and for setting off distance. Yes, I believe most of you must have seen a divider. If you have seen a mathematical set, you must have seen a divider. So the divider is one of the mathematical equipment or instrument found in what? In the mathematical set. So we use the divider for scribing arcs, circles, curves, and for setting off what? Distance. So that's what the divider is used. And we have these two types of divider. They are the spring-loaded divider and the firmly joined divider. These are the two types of divider we have. Now the next tool there is the punch. The punches. Punches are used for denting, scribing lines, and providing heavy conical dent at the end point where a hole will be drilled. Workpiece. So in other words, if you want to drill a hole in a workpiece, punch is the right tool, the appropriate tool to use. And there are two types of punch. These are the dot punch and the center punch. Now the dot punch is used for denting scribe lines. We use it to dent scribe what? Lines. While the center punch is used for providing heavy conical dents at the end point where a hole will be drilled in a workpiece. So if you want to drill a hole in a workpiece, use what's called the center punch. Yes, the tri-square. Remember I told you earlier that the scriber is used for marking out lines by hand and together with a tri-square. Let's look at what this tri-square is. Let us find out what this tri-square is all about. Now the tri-square as a tool, as one of the marking out tools, is used for testing the squareness of surface and marking out lines at right angles to the given edge. Let me come again. The tri-square is used for testing the squareness of a surface and marking out lines at right angles to the given edge. So there's one thing about tri-square. It has what's called the stock and the blade. You know, if you look at the tri-square has the L shape. It has the stock. It has a blade. So this stock and blade, which are the members, makes 90 degrees with what each other. That's why we now say it is used in testing the squareness of a surface and marking out lines that are what? At right angle to each other. So that's what the tri-square is used for. So I believe in today's topic, you must have understood the metal work hand tool, what metal work hand tool is all about, and the classes of metal work hand tool, and the uses of metal work marking out tools. I think this is where we'll draw the curtain for the day. Until when next we meet, remain safe. Stay safe.